From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block. And now a story about a secret government document that dates from the Clinton administration, outlining what was believed to be a looming potential crisis. Not a matter of terrorism or national security. No, the crisis was, imagine this, the possibility that the U.S. might pay off its entire debt. David Kestenbaum with our Planet Money team got hold of the document and explains why it was buried until today.
The document is called Life After Debt. I heard about it from Diane Lim Rogers, an economist at the White House who reviewed it at the time. It was written in 2000, and Diane had not seen it since then, until I gave her the copy. For her, it brought home just how much has happened since then.
Wow. I mean, the document just reminded me of a lot of things I'd forgotten. Like, I'd completely forgotten that we were projecting that the debt would be completely paid off by 2012.
Remember those times? The economy was booming. The U.S. government was actually running a surplus, taking in more than it was spending. This sounds like a good thing, and everyone agreed it was. But it also posed a danger that this document was spelling out. If the U.S. paid off its debt, there would be no more U.S. Treasury bonds in the world. That's how the U.S. borrows money. It sells bonds. So no more debt meant no more bonds. But the U.S. has been issuing bonds for so long, has been in debt for so long, that the entire world has come to depend on those bonds. U.S. Treasury bonds are a critical reference point for the entire global economy. Banks buy hundreds of billions of dollars worth because they're safe places to park your money. There's a good chance your mortgage is tied to the interest rate on U.S. Treasury bonds. The Federal Reserve, our central bank, buys and sells Treasury bonds all the time to keep the economy on track. If you took Treasury bonds away, would the world unravel? Would it adjust somehow?
It was a dramatic issue. It was a huge issue for not just the U.S. economy, but the global economy. And that's why we felt initially that we had to address it somehow.
I probably thought about this piece easily 16 hours a day, and it took me a long time to even start writing it.
Economist Jason Seligman did most of the writing. It was a strange science fiction-y question.
What would it look like to be in a United States without debt? What would life look like in those United States?
It turned out there weren't any easy answers. Yes, there were ways for the world to adjust, but certain things got really tricky. Like, what do you do with the money that comes out of people's paychecks for Social Security? Currently, it gets invested in, you guessed it, Treasury bonds. If there are no Treasury bonds, what do you invest it in? Stocks? Which stocks? Who picks? Everything just gets complicated. Jason concluded in the end, pay down the debt? Sure, but don't pay it off entirely.
There's such a thing as too much debt, but there's also such a thing, perhaps, as too little.
The world really, it needs the Treasury bonds. It needs the U.S. government to be in debt so it can buy that debt.
You don't want to go too far with that argument because it can be very self-serving. But there is some saliency to the argument, yes.
The copy of Life After Debt we obtained reads preliminary and close hold, official use only. I had to get a copy through the Freedom of Information Act because it was never published. In the end, people above Jason Seligman decided it was too speculative, too politically sensitive, and it was not included in the final economic report of the president. The danger that we would pay off our debt by 2012 seems today to have passed. There are plenty of treasury bonds around these days. The public debt of the United States has more than doubled to over $10 trillion. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
As we just heard, Life After Debt was never published, but we've put it up on our website. You can take a look. It's at npr.org.